Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The energy on primary day ripples throughout New Hampshire. Swarms of media, big events, and the candidates themselves bring a special vibe that comes once only 4 years. Now imagine voting for the first time in the midst of all that energy. WBUR's Shannon Dooling spent much of primary day talking with first-time voters in Durham, New Hampshire, home to the University of New Hampshire's main campus.
Go in and find the table for your last name.
Walking down the hallway of Durham's Oyster River High School on primary day feels sort of like being transported into a college dorm. Young people are leaning up against the walls, checking their phones, and waiting for their friends to finish voting. This polling location expects to register thousands of new voters on primary day, due in most part to the University of New Hampshire and all of the students who call the Durham campus home. Emma Bolter, an 18-year-old freshman at UNH, is one of those same-day registrants. She says Bernie Sanders got her first presidential vote.
I was a little nervous, but we just showed up on campus at school. They wrote your name down. They got you in a bus. You got here, and they told you exactly what you needed. It was easy.
A group of students huddle outside waiting for one of the free shuttles back to campus. Katie Green, a 19-year-old freshman at UNH, says she also voted for her first time ever. Her enthusiasm for the process apparent by the smile on her face. She, too, cast a ballot for Sanders.
It was very exciting. It was very easy, especially because of the way that things work on campus. I'm a student at UNH, and everyone's more than helpful in helping you figure out how to get to the polls, like. And not only that, but like figuring out same-day registration and knowing exactly what you need, that I could just sit down and have everything pulled up already and just be completely ready to vote.
Sporting Elizabeth Warren t-shirts, UNH first-year students Ella Franzoni and Phoebe Mulry also came to the polls ready to vote and with plenty of reasoning behind their choices for president.
We're roommates.
First-time voters, or have you voted before?
I voted in the midterms, but okay. This is my first presidential primary.
All right, yeah. How'd it go?
It was exciting. It was so fun. And I loved it.
I'm guessing by your t-shirt.
By my attire.
You voted for Elizabeth Warren. Yeah. Why did Warren get your vote?
I went to see a lot of the candidates when they came to speak, and when I saw her, immediately I knew that she was my candidate. Everything she said resonated with me.
And Phoebe, what about you?
The Warren has a plan for that. Like, it's kind of cliche now, but I think it's, like, really true. Her plan to eliminate student debt really cohesively. After graduation, I'll be in $80,000 of student debt. So I think she can really take that on.
Hi, Larry.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
Good. You got another seat in there?
Yes, sir. We got one more here.
I'll take it.
Larry Brickner Wood is a chaplain on campus and lives in Durham. He's wearing a rainbow-colored crocheted beret, and he's packing his Honda CR-V with UNH students looking for a ride back to campus. Brickner Wood says for 24 years, he and his wife have used their own cars to help transport college students back and forth on primary day.
I was able to vote at 18. They just lowered the voting age, and it was important to me. And I think everyone should have the right to vote and the access to vote. Secondly, we're turning this country over to the folks in this younger generation, and they have a lot of work to do, and voting is one way they can exercise it.
The presidential race now moves on to Nevada, but Brickner Wood hopes the energy of these young, often first-time voters sticks around in New Hampshire for a while. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Shannon Dooling in New Hampshire.